We're pretty good, happy. It's all the boxes haven't been totally counted yet. Some of them haven't been opened yet. But the boxes that have been opened, it's showing that there's a huge support there for Sinn Féin across Donegal and the three candidates. Even Noel Jordan's going very well, polling very well there. But it'll be interesting to see now Piers Doherty, he smiles ahead. And it shows you that the work Piers has done for the county and for Sinn Féin down through the years. It'll be interesting to see the surplus that he'll have now, and Paddy McLaughlin is pouring very well as well. So we could be in for the third seat. We're pretty confident we could be in there for the third seat, depending again on transfers.
No, Jordan, looking at some of the performances in the boxes in the South Donegal area, his own base is in around about the Mount Charles area. He's doing very well in Donegal Town. He's doing very well around Mount Charles. Now, once you start moving over toward Killybegs, places like Fintra, he's not been polling as well as he might like, and indeed in some of the boxes in Fintra, Piers Doherty was out polling Noel Jordan. You would, I'm sure, like to have seen Noel Jordan do better in those areas of southwest Donegal, around about Glencoe, Carrick, Fintra, places like that.
Of course, we'd like to see that. I canvassed myself in Kilcar and Glencoe and Kill with Noel, and the response was pretty good. Again, he's pretty strong in his own area, but like every candidate, when they move out to their own area, where are they going to get the votes? So I think now with the transfers with Pierce and Padraic, that Noel should be in the running. Noel's there in the council for the last 10 years, and he's a brilliant worker in community level and as a councillor, so he won't be far away, though. That's the way I predict it anyway.
There's no doubt that Piers Doherty will be elected on the first count, the way things are going, with a healthy surplus. Padraic McLaughlin went in on the first count with him last time. It's not looking like he'll be able to do that this time, that Padraic may end up needing Piers's surplus. Where does that leave Sinn Féin? I'm sure you would have preferred if Padraic had got in as well on the first count. It would have left more of a surplus for Noel Jordan to hoover up.
Yeah, but look at the overall picture. Piers is like a magnet all over Donegal, draws votes everywhere, and when then the show in Peninsula, you know, the candidates you have there, the sitting minister Charlie Conlogue, the 100% Redress Party, and you know, the other candidates there as well, so it's hard to get the votes in that area with the amount of candidates that are in the Shone. And in Letterkenny now here and to Milford, Padraic should be polling. Like I said, all the boxes are not open yet, so we'll get a clearer picture in another hour or two anyway, after the first count is done, and hopefully now that Padraic will get across the line as well.
We're starting to move on to the boxes in West Donegal now. As I said, they were opening Falkara just as we were coming over here, so we'll be over, as you said, over the next hour, we'll get a better picture right across county wide. So boxes in the west of the county to be opened, also telling boxes in the Finn Valley to be opened as well, and we'll get a clearer picture, as you said, over the next hour and a half. But you're not ruling out the possibility of Padraic McLaughlin getting in on the first count as well?
Oh no, not ruling it out. And like it'll be an asterisk in the west of the county between Pat the Copen and Piers Doherty. What's the vote like there, and will there be transfers to Pat the Cope from Piers Doherty? That's the other question. So it's all interesting. It's all to play for.